I want him here, if he can, but I mean, find a real job.
Trustee Thalzi, I'd like to call the Fifth Osage Nation Congress to order April 4th. The time is 10:05 a.m. and we are on day 8 of the Humpka session. Congressman Walker, would you lend a morning prayer, please?
Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for this day. Thank you for the recent rains, change of season, Lord. I always enjoy that and appreciate that. And Lord, I just want to ask that you be with us as we make decisions that affect our nation and all of the people that we serve. Osages, non-Osages, all of our communities, Lord, mm-hmm. schools, everything. Lord, I just want to thank you for all the blessings that you've always continued to bestow on the Osage Nation, our people, even despite of ourselves sometimes, Lord. Just want to ask for a special blessing for our children, our elders, those in mourning, Lord, men and women in uniform. Lord, I just, again, thank you for all your many blessings. Just please forgive us for our sins, Lord. All these things I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Bethlehem. Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Norris.
Here.
Congressman Shaw.
Here.
Congressman Supermo.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
That's here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We have a quorum. Next is approval of the journal. Would you please review the journal for April 3rd? Congresswoman Edwards.
Please approve the journal April 3rd.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed say no. The journal is approved for April 3rd. Yeah. Next is introductions of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to be introduced this morning? Seeing none, bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Edwards.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, members of Congress. ONCA 1750 is an act to establish the format for annual authorization and appropriation legislation, including appropriation for fiscal year operating funds to each branch of the Osage Nation government and independent agencies. Also, ONCA 1751, an act to authorize an intergovernmental agreement with the City of Barnstall to purchase 5 fire hydrants and to appropriate $10,500 for that purpose.
Thank you. Congressman Mason.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to introduce ONCA 17-52, an act to amend ONCA 1652 to establish eligibility, deadlines, and mandate an application process to access academic camp funding through a summertime achievement reward scholarship for Osage students and Osage student high academic achievers.
Thank you, Congressman.
Thank you.
ONCA 1750 is assigned to appropriation. ONCA 1751 is assigned to government operations. And ONCA 1752 is assigned to the Education Committee. Next is reports of select committees. Are there any select committees to report this morning? Yes, ma'am. ONCA 1750 is to go to appropriations. ONCA 1751, government operations. And ONCA 1752 is assigned to the Education Committee. Okay, reports of select committees. Are there any select committees to report? Seeing none, reports of standing committees. Are there any standing committees to report? Congresswoman Buffalohead.
Thank you, Speaker, members of Congress. The Government Ops Committee met yesterday regarding resolution number ONCR 1712, a resolution to express the Osage Nation has no confidence in the Osage Agency Superintendent Robin Phillips, and to request that she be removed from the position of superintendent and replaced with a capable candidate selected after consultation with the Osage Minerals Council and Principal Chief, The sponsor is Maria Whitehorn. The final committee action was due pass with yes votes from Whitehorn, Norris, Supernell, Walker, to no votes, Buffalo Head, Tillman. We also met regarding bill number ONCA 1734, an act to amend 15 ONC 8-104 of the Open Records Act to make interest or ownership of restricted or trust property a protected record and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. The final committee action is due pass with yes votes from Buffalo Head, Whitehorn, Norris, Supernaw, Tillman, and Walker.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Congressman Supernaw?
Commerce Committee met yesterday and regarding resolution number ONCR 1718, a resolution approving the lease of the Blue Stem Ranch to the Blue Stem Ranch LLC and authorizing the principal chief to sign the lease. The sponsor was Angela Pratt. Final vote of the committee was due pass with amendments. Six yes votes, Supernaw, Whitehorn, Tillman, Maker, Pratt, and Shaw.
Thank you.
I'd like to make a motion that we suspend the agenda and place ONCR 1718 onto today's agenda on third reading after engrossment.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. It's a rule suspension. There's no discussion. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no?
No.
Would you, no, Congresswoman Edwards is a no, please. Okay. There are no more standing committees. We are now on general order day two, where amendments may be proposed. ONCR 1713, a resolution to provide for an election to amend Article 6, Sections 3 and 5 of the Constitution of the Osage Nation. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this resolution? Congressman Maker.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Okay, amendment number one, pages 1 and 2, lines 16 through 69. Strike lines 16 through 69 and insert the following in its place to provide for an election to amend Article 6, Section 3 and 5, and Article 7, Section 3 and 4 of the Osage Constitution.
Second.
Can we have a copy? Congressman Maker.
There will be additional information with these amendments. It's rather lengthy right now. If you want me to read this whole thing, it's just quite a bit. But everyone will get a copy of these amendments, the whole thing.
Mr. Gilles, do you need to read the whole thing for the record, or because I don't know exactly what you all are talking about. I don't have a copy. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Well, just because I don't know the nature of the amendment and it's rather lengthy, I'm wondering if to commit it back to the Committee of Jurisdiction might be the best place for this to go. And I was, and that question's to the sponsor, and Madam Speaker, if you'll allow his answer.
Okay. Mr. Hill, do you have something to say real quick before I
was just going to answer that quick question as to whether he had to read it all in.
Okay.
He has submitted it to the Clerk of Congress. I believe all the members have a copy of it.
Yeah.
They do not. They do not.
That's,
okay.
That's why I'm not really following right now.
I understand. Then if they don't have a copy of it, I would suggest that it's read in. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Congressman Maker, as a sponsor, could you speak to Congresswoman Edward, excuse me. Whitehorn's question.
Well, let me say, if I may. What this really does is change the this term limit bill to include the principal chief and assistant chief, and change, make changes throughout the bill.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Is this when, isn't this the time when amendments are being proposed?
It is. There was a little confusion at the end, and Congresswoman Whitehorn had asked the question. So if you're doing that by motion, then go ahead and make that motion, and we can vote on that.
I move to commit ONCR 1713 back to the Committee of Jurisdiction.
Second.
Discussion? Congressman Shaw?
To me, the notion of adding Assistant Chief Willacy, this is on her motion.
To move
it back. Discussion.
To return it to
Thank
the
you.
Committee.
Adding basically all elected officials to this is really not much of a stretch. I would think it needs committee rediscussion. I understand those who may feel like it does. The change to have to go back to the committee process, but that's one congressman's opinion.
Okay, thank you. Congresswoman Buffalohead.
I'm in agreement. I think that Congressman Maker heard from enough of his colleagues over the course of the last week, and I heard several people say, well, why is it just the legislative branch? Why aren't you doing, including the executive branch on that? So he's made that amendment, and I will not be in support of this going back to the committee. I think that we have heard conversations about what his amendment does, and I don't think that it needs to go back to the committee.
Congresswoman Edwards.
I thought I understood that when you make a proposed amendment, that you make it in writing, and that it's, does the body not get to look at it before, or at the time to decide whether someone wants to second it, or, I mean, I don't even know what somebody would even be seconding.
Well,
and it's a big amendment.
Congressman Maker.
Well, from my experience here in this chamber, I've seen the members written on a napkin and handed up there the same day. So I don't see what the problem is with trying to save a little time here. I think it's pretty obvious we're all pretty seasoned officials here to understand what this amendment is actually doing.
Call for the phone. Okay. Thank you. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I haven't been informed of what this amendment is, and I can't see it. And the question was asked, do I need to read all of this amendment, because it's rather lengthy? And that's why I just thought it would be best placed back in committee. And I still do support that. Resolutions for constitutional amendments, I don't believe, are subject to the veto power of the chief. Once it's passed through this body, it will go on the ballot. So I don't see a time constraint for this not to be revisited in committee. And I'm not trying to be an obstructionist to your resolution, Congressman Maker. I just think for how things have come down here, and us not having that before us, or knowing what it is, I think it needs to go back to committee. So I will be voting yes.
Okay. We're getting ready to vote, but I will agree with Congressman Maker that there are many times that not everybody has had a copy of what it is we're talking about, and if a motion is seconded, and that's what we're doing at this time, because at this point it's already been seconded, so it's there as it is, and then we would move on to the next day to actually, so you would have time to review it and vote on it. But I understand if you don't feel comfortable having the day or whatever, but I will agree that many times things are seconded, we don't exactly have a copy, but I was a little confused that we didn't, because we don't have a copy. So, roll call, please. Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
No.
Congressman Maker?
No.
Congressman Mason?
No.
Congressman Norris?
No.
Congressman Shaw?
No.
Congressman Supernaw?
No.
Congressman Tillman?
No.
Congressman Walker?
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethelhead?
No.
Speaker Pratt?
No.
Okay, the motion fails. Congressman Maker, you would need to, you do need to read the amendment into the record.
Okay. As I started out, I'll begin again. Amendment number one, pages 1 and 2, lines 16 through 69. Strike lines 16 through 69 and insert the following in its place. To provide for an election to amend Article 6, Section 3 and 5, and Article 7, Section 2 and 4 of the Constitution of the Osage Nation. Be it resolved by the Congress of the Osage Nation, whereas, number one, Article 10, Section 1 of the Constitution of the Osage Nation provides for proposed amendments to the Constitution to be initiated by the Osage Nation Congress, and paragraph 2. Article 10, Section 1, further provides that proposed amendments to the Constitution upon approval of the Congress shall be put before the Osage people for their approval or rejection at the next general election, except when the legislation shall order a special election for that purpose. Now, therefore, be it resolved, number one, that the Osage Nation Congress puts before the Osage people for their approval or rejects at the next general election or at a special election if ordered by the legislature the following amendment to the Constitution of the Osage Nation. A. Article 6, Section 3 shall be amended to read term of office for the election under this Constitution, the 12 positions in the Osage Nation Congress shall be arranged in order to establish a system of staggered terms of office whereby 6 representatives shall be elected to serve a 6-year term and 6 representatives shall be elected to serve 4-year terms. Thereafter, all members of the Osage Nation Congress shall be elected to 4-year terms with elections of half of their position to be held every 2 years or biennially commencing in 2010. All elected and or appointed officials of the Osage Nation Congress shall serve until their successors are duly elected and installed. A person elected to the Osage Nation Congress shall be limited to 4 full consecutive terms in office, plus any initial partial term fulfilled as a result of a vacancy. Before a 2-year mandatory leave from Congress must be satisfied, and then the person will be eligible for 4 more full consecutive terms in office. B. Article 6, Section 5 shall be amended to read disqualification. No member of the Osage Nation Congress shall hold any other tribal office or position of profit under the Osage Nation during the term for which the member is elected or appointed. No member of the Osage Nation Congress shall hold any other tribal office under another Indian nation during his or her term of office. A person shall be disqualified to hold a position as a member of Congress after serving 4 full terms plus any initial partial term fulfilled as a result of a vacancy as a member of Congress until 2-year mandatory leave from Congress is satisfied. The Osage Nation Congress may prescribe further disqualifications. Paragraph 2. That the Osage Nation Congress puts before the Osage people for their approval or rejection at the next general election or at a special election if ordered by the legislature. The following amendment to the Constitution of the Osage Nation. A. Article 7, Section 2, shall be amended to read, term of office, the principal chief shall be elected by qualified Osage voters at a general election to a term of 4 years and shall serve until a successor has been elected and installed. The principal chief shall be elected by a majority of votes. A person elected to the office of principal chief shall be limited to 4 full terms in office, with any initial partial term fulfilled as a result of a vacancy before a 4-year mandatory leave from office of principal chief must be satisfied. And then the person will be eligible for 4 more full consecutive terms in office. B, Section 7, Article 7, Section 4, shall be amended to read, disqualifications. The principal chief shall not hold any other office or position of profit under the Osage Nation, nor hold any office, be it elected or appointed, under any other tribal government or state or county or federal government. A person shall be disqualified to hold the office of principal chief after serving 4 full terms, plus any initial partial terms fulfilled as a result of a vacancy as principal chief until the 4-year mandatory leave from the office of principal chief is satisfied.
Thank you. We are now on general order day 3.
Madam Speaker, I have a motion.
Congresswoman Edwards.
I move to commit ONCR 1718 to general order day 2, where amendments may be proposed.
There's a motion on the floor. Is there a second? Hearing none, motion dies for a lack of second. Congressman, whatever.
Point of order. And Congress refused to let a Congress member even propose an amendment to a bill or resolution.
They've already voted to send it to general order day, third reading after engrossment.
Right. And they never gave the Congress members an opportunity to propose any amendments.
If you're asking, and I believe the answer is yes. I've seen it done several times. So that's your point of order. So the answer is yes.
Okay. So the record will show that no, that the vote was. It will show that I made the motion to attempt to make
yes,
a
the journal will reflect
and,
that.
Nobody else would let me do that.
The journal will reflect that. Congressman Walker.
Motion to recess to the call of the speaker for the purposes of engrossment.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, we are in recess to the call of the chair.